Parshas Kisisa, Rav Moshe Wolfson, has a beautiful thought on the Parsha that gives us a practical lesson, a valuable lesson to take with us all through life. It says, P'solacha shnei luchais avonim karishainim. It says to carve out two stones of luchais like the first ones. This is after the Chet Ha'Egel. What happened was is that when we were by Har Sinai, we reached a height that the world was healed. And at that point in time, if we wouldn't have fallen into the Egel, there would not be any Golos, there would not be any death. It would be like before the Chet Tadas. But that utopian state didn't last, and the Egel ruined everything, and the Luchais that we were waiting for were shattered in front of us, and it came to an end. But the Emesa thing, the truth is, the Pnimius, is that it did not come to an end. And Moshe Rabbeinu is asking on our behalf, and he asked for Mechila, and we got a partial Mechila, and we pick up those broken pieces. And Hashem told Moshe Rabbeinu, P'solacha shnei luchais avonim karishainim. Carve out for yourself two stones, two luchais, like the first ones. And Chazal say a fascinating thing, that Moshe Rabbeinu became rich from these pieces of the second, of these carved out pieces of the second luchais, as it would be carved out, those pieces, Moshe became rich from it. The word psol, which means to carve out, also is a word that is psoilus. What does psoilus mean? Psoilus means it's discarded. Psoilus means it's unwanted, right? When you're carving something and you're chiseling things out, the pieces are extra. It seems to be discarded. It's something that's not needed at all. But it serves a hint for us. He became rich from those psoilus. We are able to become rich from our psoilus, meaning that after we pick ourselves up after falling down, we reconstruct those broken pieces and we fill that void, and we develop spiritually from those broken parts. And at the end, we become even richer than before. At the end, we become even higher. We rise even higher than we were even before the Chet Ha'Egel happened. And this is what the Chazal teach us. B'mokim she'balei tshuva eindim ein tzadikim gemurim yechaylim lamayd. That there's a aspect by a Baal Tshuva that's a higher level of a tzadik than a tzadik. Tzadik was always toiv, malei kedusha, and we need tzadikim in the world like that. But then we need those Baalei Tshuva that fall and then rise up. And there's a yisrei na'ar min ha-choshech. There is a excess and an increase of light min ha-choshech from the darkness. And this is what we are doing even now through the Dairis. We are working on correcting the Chet Ha'Egel. And when we do this, what are we doing? We are saying to ourselves, we are picking up those broken pieces and we are transforming our failures into the greatest successes. Very often, our Yerida, the obstacles that we have, cause us ultimately to become greater, to become better, to become the most, brings out the most best potential in a person. There is a story that's brought down by someone, Viktor Frankl. He wrote Man's Will for Meaning. He lived in the concentration camps. He went through it. And he talked about giving meaning to people's lives and how you could transform people's lives. And he had some very moving stories in one of the books he wrote about patients and clients that came to him. And one of them was, this was right after the war, and one of them was a woman that had a necklace that had the teeth of her young children on the necklace that they had passed away in whatever they passed away. I'm not sure if this was after the war. I'm not sure if this was a separate situation where the children, unfortunately, were very ill and died, and she had this terrible tragedy where she had many children that died at a young age, in infancy or toddler or in young childhood. And a lot of her children died. Similar to the story of Rabbi Yochanan, when he showed the bone of his 10th child that had passed away. She made a necklace out of it. And Dr. Frankl asked her, isn't this more painful? Why did you do this to create a necklace from the teeth of your dead children. And she said quietly to Dr. Frankel that I organized and I run now a home for orphanages, for orphans. Meaning that this experience that she had of losing her children, which is a terrible, terrible thing, no one should know of it. May Hashem bench us that we should not have those type of tzaras or any type of tzaras. But ultimately, what happened over here is this loss. She made a decision. I could be broken by it and shattered by it, or I could transform it and use it to heal. And I could transform it, this loss that I experienced, to help fill the losses that others are experiencing and bringing light to them. So that is something that transforms beautifully. There's another story that is brought down, same idea. And I don't know if you could do it these days, but those days they were able to do it. There was actually a garbage collector, you know, the one who picks up the garbages and from the streets. And what he used to do is, as he was going his routes of collecting this garbage, again, like I said, you know, these days you probably can't do something like that. It may not even be legal. Maybe this was a private company. I don't know. But the bottom line is what he used to do is he used to go in, you know, when he picked up garbage, a lot of them used to discard the seemingly broken toys, toys that were used for children that got older or something broke in them, whatever it is, and they threw it out in the garbage. And he used to collect these toys. And he used to go home with these toys. He used to clean them up and try and fix them, and sometimes successfully fix them, make them beautiful. And then he used to donate them and give them to children that couldn't afford, or the families that couldn't afford these toys, and to give it to them. Same idea. This came from the garbage heap. This came from broken places. Very often also, when we experience trauma in our lives, some of us go through a period of depression, of anxiety, of deep mourning, of chalila illness, whatever it is. And of course we wish halavai should not happen to anybody. But once it does happen, it is an opportunity to grow and to develop. And again, we have to remember, ein adam nitvas b'tzarei. When a person is in a situation of pain, you don't rationalize it. You don't try to make excuses or reasons. You empathize and care and cry with that person. And with yourself too. Sometimes you just need to mourn the loss, whatever that loss is. But after a while, one gets to think about it and realizes, what can I use from this experience to transform? Sometimes chalila shouldn't happen to anybody. If someone chalila broke an ankle, broke a leg, and now had to go through difficult therapy or even surgery, and then finally walked with a had to be wheeled on a wheelchair, and then ultimately with crutches, and then with a cane, and then finally got walked on his own, develops a certain very, very deep empathy, very, very deep empathy towards people who can't walk, to people who are struggling that way. The same idea, as an example, if, and it shouldn't happen to anybody again, someone who experienced miscarriages and went through that, and it shouldn't happen, but that's a very, very painful situation. And what they do a lot of times is, when they get past it, and you never really fully get past it, but you deal with it and you heal from it. And then, unfortunately, it happens where others suffer from that. You become their guide. You become their light. You become their comfort. And they relate to you because you have been in that situation. And therefore, you're the one that's equipped to help that person. There are some people that, chalila, again, all of what we're saying now is that we pray that we should get to a point, we should only have brachas and yeshuas and nechamais. How people who chalila lost their children to illness, comfort, and they're the only ones because they've been there to comfort others that have been through that matziv. And so on and so forth. So again, we sometimes don't ask for those painful situations. But what happens is we have, like what we said right here, psalacha luchai shnei aluchai savanim kari shainim. You're carving out those two luchis, the psal, the psailas of it. He became rich from those psailas. He became rich, Moshe Rabbeinu became rich from those cut off pieces that you could throw out that you don't need, and I take it and I make a precious binyan out of it. So this is a lesson to take with us. And sometimes when we're in a matziv, when we're in the painful situation right now, it's sometimes very difficult to do this, and that's perfectly understandable. But certainly, certainly, when one Baruch Hashem got past that matziv, it was in the past, and now you're coming out of it already. Not the certain pain that always will be with you. You learn how to transform that too. But the bottom line is once you're back on your own two feet, after a situation that was difficult, once you're back on your own two feet, then it's a jewel of an opportunity to say, what am I going to do with this experience? What am I going to do to make this experience to become more a loving person and to help other people who've been through similar situations? How am I going to try to help them? There are many people that came from very poor families growing up, and then Hashem gave them siyata d'shmaya, and they became wealthy because they knew poverty and tasted that feeling of poverty. They now are very compassionate, and they use their money in a way to help all these poor people, and he has empathy for them because he's been there at one point in time in the past. That is the inner lesson of many painful experiences. Of course, we don't want to have them, and the truth is we should sort of try to shift our minds to look at things in a positive light and to lead it to positivity and simcha. But truth be told, that we use those painful aspects, it's like the salt, which is sharp. It's difficult to eat salt plain. It's not pleasant, not healthy even. But when you put it in soup, you put it in certain foods, it enhances it and makes it delicious. And this is the idea of these painful aspects in our lives. We put it in the right ingredients, it becomes delicious, meaning it becomes a powerful force for you to be a light to yourself and a light to others and guide people and prevent, let's say someone is in a matziv and you know it could be preventable and you help other people, this happened, don't get into this matziv, teach them the tools and skills how to go about it. May HaKadosh Baruch Hu help that we should take this lesson and transform ourselves, that take the very chait becomes a mitzvah, the darkness becomes a light, and that's the greatest, truest light for all of Klal Yisrael. And we're going to see Be'ezus Hashem. We may not see it now, but so many things that if go through the darkness of Golos, the light that came out of that darkness of Golos, Rav Tzadik HaKoyen talks about it, other tzaddikim talked about it, how the Mesiras Nefesh and the things we did in Golos, we accomplished way more than when we were in our tranquil state. And we don't understand why that is. We don't understand why we have to get our Shleimus from the difficulty of the suffering. But looking back, we experienced tremendous treasures, the Torah Shebaal Peh, and the Haftarah came from a Gezerah. The Haftarahs that we have now came from a Gezerah at one point where they were Vatal Kriyas HaTorah, and they wanted to do something, Betzina, to do it, so they did the Haftarah, which is sort of like the Parsha, to compensate for that, and that became a Minig in Yisrael. You have by Rosh Hashanah, again, I don't remember the whole thing, but I think the Shofar that we do it later in Day Musaf came from a Gezerah and now became a minig that was kavua la'el me'ad and has a certain melitz yosher aspect about it and so on and so forth. So that is the idea, to take those painful experiences and then say to yourself, there's a why in a hanami, but the question is now, what now? What's next? How do I take this and transform the failing into the greatest success? To transform this pain into the greatest healing and simcha for myself and for others. Have a wonderful Shabbos.